Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Omar Shant, and we always appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you your next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today so you can get up close and know these guys on a personal level and find out who will be playing for your favorite NFL team this upcoming season. With that said, we're going to be joined with San Diego State Aztecs standout defensive back, DeMonte Kazee, and when you talk about a talented young man, he is one of the top guys in this upcoming draft. A lot of upside, a lot of potential, and excited to kind of dig into what this kid brings to the table in his own words, because there's a lot of talent in this young man. And like I said, San Diego State's going to be miss seeing him doing his thing on the field, because he was as potent as any DB in the country. But with that said, DeMonte, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. Can you believe your time in San Diego State's come and gone, and now you're doing your combine prep, getting ready for the NFL?
Yeah, man, it's a blessing, man. I didn't think, I'd be done with school that early. But everything's a blessing. Thankful for everything I have right now.
Definitely, and you are in a very good place. You've had a great off season. I think you've done well for yourself in the All-Star games as well. But, growing up, were you kind of just an athlete better than all the other kids? I mean, if you played Pop Warner, was it, Kazee to the left touchdown, Kazee to the right touchdown, Kazee up the middle for a touchdown?
Nah, it's crazy. I always knew I had the potential to play football, but, watching my older brothers play, they was great players. I used to think my brother was going to be the one, my older brother, Walter Kazee, but now he's a sheriff officer. I used to look up to him, just showing me how to do stuff on the football field and everything, how his work ethics was good and how he loved the game of football, and I followed his footsteps.
Nice. And then lo and behold, you start to emerge as the guy that we're talking to today. So I'm sure you probably played multiple positions growing up, but when you kind of find yourself at that DB role, and I'm always curious, leaving high school, what other schools wanted, you to play for them, and did they all want you to be a DB, or did they see you some other things?
I was committed to UW for 2 years in high school, but decided to go to San Diego State, and San Diego State has had me at an athlete for scholarship to play wide receiver or cornerback, but they okay. Picked my position was corner. I loved it.
and then obviously you've made the most of the opportunity, and you've done such a great job there, and you bring so much versatility to the position and just the athleticism. It's what I love when I'm watching the highlights of you, and I've been able to see you play on TV a few times. For you, once you arrive at school, and as well as anybody, every kid in that locker room, your opposing teammate or opposing team, everybody wants a shot play on Sundays. When does that kind of become a realistic shot for you? When do you kind of step on the field going, at the end of this journey, I could probably play in the NFL?
It happened in 2015 when I had a great season that year. Thankful for my team for, helping me get those, because without them, I wouldn't be in this predicament right now. And, it showed a lot how hard we worked that year and everything. And, my interceptions went up that year. And I felt like, I could play at the next level. And I was deciding to leave in 2015. But then I had to think, school goes a long way with my degree, and football doesn't. So I stayed another year.
Nice. Just talking to you, it seems like you really got your head on straight. You kind of know where you're at, what you want to do, and where you're headed. You probably come across to very pleasant to the scouts, and you've had your opportunities doing the All-Star circuit, and obviously being one of the top players in the Mountain West as well. What's it like having some interaction with these scouts when you're on the, at the All-Star game during the week?
It was crazy because, it was like a dream, just looking at all these coaches there and everything. But it was a little rough though, because you had a lot of meetings, football meetings and regular meetings with scouts and back to football practice. It was a lot, but I enjoyed the whole process.
Definitely, and as well as anybody, you're walking through that lobby, and you're either trying to get to the room, but you're either, you know, talking to scouts or trying to avoid eating some Reese cups because they got those laying all over the place. But so we had real quick our man Chris Williams. He's now that it popped in my mind. He's the guy. He was kind of behind the scenes. He did all the designing for all the Adidas gear. What did you think of the Adidas gear when you're down there?
I love the Adidas gear. It was different than Nike. You know, the jerseys fit very best. You know, at that. But I loved it both. But the Adidas stuff was very. You know, I'm grateful for all the stuff they gave us, and it felt good. You know, wearing that stuff and representing the team that I played on, and representing my family and my name on the back of the jersey.
Excellent stuff. Once again, DeMonte Kazee here on the C2P. We're talking some NFL draft with the former San Diego State Aztecs standout defensive back. And if you missed any of this show in its entirety, you always know it's free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then always his draft bio at collegeandpro.com. We'd like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about him as he makes his path towards April 27th through the 29th, Philadelphia, for the NFL draft. What do you think scouts love about you? I mean, if you're in the film room right now, they're breaking down tape of you. They're watching you. I mean, what do you think of those characteristics to the DP position that you bring that they kind of are going to say, hey, man, we really like this kid?
You know, I would say my ball skills because I had 17 interceptions, but I would say my aggressiveness, you know, how I come down to tackle because I'm very physical when it comes down to the run game. And my head coach always taught that. Rocky Long always taught us, you know, you see ball, go get ball. It ain't no scariness on the football field when we step on the field. So that's why we were so aggressive.
Anyway, you did nice. I like that. Does anything go unnoticed? And you probably know as well as anybody spending a week in Mobile, Alabama, that there's probably a lot of things these scouts brought up to you that you probably didn't even know about yourself. But anything that tape can't reveal about you, excuse me, that's a great, great benefit that they need to know? Because we do pass this off to scouts. I know some really like listening in. So this is your opportunity, DeMonte. I mean, is there something out there? I mean, game film study, leadership quality. Are you a weight room junkie? I mean, what do these guys need to know that, man, like you can – there are even things defensively at San Diego State that, you know, they didn't ask you to do this because you had to do certain things. I mean, what I guess, have we yet to find out that's a big bonus?
Well, it's you know, they tell you to, you know, what they see in me and, you know, what I need to work on. And, like, I've been knew I need to work on my eyes and, you know, looking at the quarterbacks and looking at the wide receiver because my eyes get crazy, you know, just backpedaling and stuff and opening up. But other than that, you know, everything was all right. You know, got the press that week in the All-Star game, and I felt good pressing. And then they see a lot of film of me pressing and acting college. So that was really
a opportunity
to show my presence.
Definitely. And for you, do you get comparisons to anybody that's in the next level, or do you kind of like saying, hey, I like kind of take bits and pieces from this guy or that guy to kind of put them in your own arsenal?
You know, it's crazy because I know a couple guys in the NFL. You know, I get to call them, you know, like Sharice Wright, he's from the same city I'm from, and Nat Bear, hey, and Kenny Clark. You know, I just say Kenny Clark to I just wrote him the other day, you know, telling him I need help, you know, to prepare myself for the NFL comp and what I need to look for. So, you know, it's great, you know, great people out there that, you know, help support, you know, to do anything, whatever I need, you know, help on and stuff. So I rely on those guys. I really help them.
Definitely. Sharice Rice was on the show, too. We had Sharice when he was going through the draft process. Man, that's a blast from a past hearing that name. Real quick tip, if none of your buddies have told you yet, when you arrive in Indianapolis, make sure you bring an extra duffel bag or an extra suitcase because you're going to get so much free stuff down there. You think you got a lot of stuff in Mobile, Alabama. This is 10 times that. So, like I said, if you don't, and I've heard these are true stories, you're either going to leave stuff in your room or you're going to be giving stuff away at the airport because you can't bring it all. So, little advice. That's my tip for you being on the C2P today, bring an extra duffel bag so you don't have to leave anything behind. So, like I said, because you get a lot of stuff. And maybe bring some, maybe a hat and some gloves because it's usually brutally cold down there. I don't know why. Indy is a beautiful city, but just seems like the week of the combine. Hopefully, it being in March, we kind of spy the normal freaky cold week. But, man, it's just blistery cold. It's just, I mean, one time there was a snowstorm. Nobody could get in or out. And so it's like I said, hopefully that bypasses it with a little,
Yeah, I'm not worried about none of that, the cold or the clothes. I'm just ready to get out, you know, get after my 40 and my DB drill. So that's all I'm looking for. So.
Definitely. And I'm curious, where are you doing your combine prep at?
I'm out here in Florida. What is it called? Boca Raton. That's where I'm at in Florida.
What facility?
I'm out here with the facility is called XPE. I'm out here with a lot of great kids, you know, a lot of great
nice.
People from Alabama, Florida State.
And is it fun working with those guys? I mean, you know how it is. I mean, even when you went down to the Senior Bowl, you know, you play with a lot of guys. You see a lot of guys on Saturdays, and, you know, now you become friends. What's it like kind of just meeting a whole new group of guys as you go through this? And, you know, these will be memories you think about, you know, you're looking back when you go through it. But what's it like? And I guess who's your closest guy that, you know, you didn't know prior to arriving to XP that's probably the guy you hang out with the most from another team?
I hang out with all of them, you know, all these, everybody across the country, you know, it's a blessing me and these guys, you know, I get to watch their games and some of them, you know, they can't watch our games because of the time difference, but, you know, I knew some of these guys going in there, like Dalvin Cook and the two corners from Florida, Quincy
okay.
Wilson and Tabor, so, you know, I talked
okay.
to those guys, you know. It's just all, you know, just all the love of the game. You know, we there for one reason only.
Yeah, that's good. And I don't know if you want to reveal this before, but any idea where you want to put that 40 yet?
Nah, I don't know yet. just get it under up.
Right.
I know that. So.
Yeah. All right. Just yeah. Let's accept. That's a big number, man. So, yeah, I don't want to curse you. I don't like to say it. But who knows? Sometimes guys like saying, I figured if we could get the crowd to know a little insight on what we'd expect the first week of March. Awesome stuff. Hey, man, before we wrap the show up, and I tell you what, man, what a blessing to be able to talk to you today. I mean, you just, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, really. I mean, you bring a lot to the table. And knowing that the guy that we see on the field, you seem like a better individual off it. I mean, just a long way at this next level. But with that said, we always like to throw some lighthearted, goofy questions your way at the end. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah.
Okay. You're probably laughing. Like you're probably like, this whole last 15 minutes has been goofy. But with the first question for you, any superstitions out there on a Saturday pregame? Anything that you kind of got to do or you kind of get a little wacky?
You know, it's crazy because how I get my energy is, you know, I eat candy before the game. So, you know, people look at me crazy like cramp or something, but I have to eat candy to, you know, get my hypeness back up.
Now, Marshawn Lynch did the Skittles. I mean, what's your candy of choice?
Any sweets, like Starburst, anything, Skittles, you know, anything I get a hold on to in the hotel room before I go to the stadium.
Excellent. And this question, usually this is the question I think you guys enjoy answering the most. And a lot of times, guys, this is the most thought-provocative question I ask. Female celebrities, if you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Oh, you know what? Female celebrity, I would say my mama because she's a celebrity in my eyes. So I'll take mom out.
There you go. Well said. Well said. That's the delivery. That's a home run hit. And then the final question for you. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and designs the shoes. He puts the themes on them that you guys want. If you could have any of your cleats or spikes with a theme, what would you want sprayed on those?
Let me see. I'll probably put the sign on there in my city where I'm from.
Nice. Cool, man. That's excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, again, the pleasure has been great having you on. We know you're very busy. I'm glad we kind of got this snuck in. I wasn't sure when we'd be able to do it, and lo and behold, we got it done right away. But, hey, man, safe travels to Indianapolis, safe travels training, or stay healthy, and we always like to say stay humble, stay healthy, and be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you having me on the show.
No problem at all. Once again, that is DeMonte Cazzitti, standout. San Diego State Aztecs DB here on the C2P talking some NFL draft. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, again, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and collegeandpro.com. And I tell you what, are you folks out there listening, are you impressed with this young man as I was? I even got an A+ dude written in my notes as we were chatting. So, and I don't write A-plus dude that many times, but that's exactly how this young guy came across. And when you see he touched base onto it, his physical ability. And I love a DB that's not scared to make tackles. And, like an Antonio Whitfield, that's kind of what he reminds me of, just a more athletic, A guy that makes plays, but he's not afraid to get tough in the run game. And this is exactly what this kid brings to the table. As always, we appreciate him joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.